everybody. Welcome to The Kelly O Show. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa. This show is dedicated to inspiring women of all ages to pursue excellence in mind, body, and business. After decades of playing small in my own life and staying in the comfort zone, a couple of years of massive chaos and drama in my personal and my professional life forever changed me for the better. Through some tough lessons, I evolved, and I became a stronger and more confident version of myself, fearless, and finally, unapologetically myself. I am now designing my life bigger and better than ever before, and most importantly, I'm designing a life on my terms that is full of joy and happiness. And I think that this is something that's been missing for so many women. They're either staying in the comfort zone like I was, or they've got a life that looks pretty good on the outside, but it's missing real joy and health and happiness. And that is no bueno. I believe that the future is female, and every week this show is going to bring you incredible interviews and live shows that I hope is going to motivate you to take massive action in your life, to leave the comfort zone and go all in, again, to pursue achieving excellence in mind, body, and in business. I hope you enjoy the show, and let's dive in. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Kelly O Show. On today's show, I have an interview with Jeremy Scott. Now, please note, this interview was actually recorded originally as a Facebook Live, and it was also recorded a little over a year ago, but it's still completely relevant. This is a topic that every one of you has written in and asked us to do more shows on, and that is the topic of, what do you think, fat loss. Jeremy Scott is an expert in getting people in to amazing shape. He has ebooks. He's got online programs. He has his own gym in Phoenix, Arizona, Scottsdale, actually. And he's a dear friend of mine, somebody I have mad respect for. And he really knows his stuff when it comes to fat loss. And I know you'll really enjoy this interview. He's been on the show before. I definitely want to have him back. And again, this was originally a Facebook Live that we recorded under Fitfluential. So you will hear reference to Fitfluential Radio, which is, for those of you newbies, that's what the show used to be called before we rebranded it and started anew as The Kelly O Show. So sit back and enjoy. This is a one-part episode on fat loss with Jeremy Scott. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Fitfluential Radio. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa, and today on the show, we welcome back Jeremy Scott, who I have unabashedly called one of my favorite people on the planet, and I truly mean that. Jeremy is one of our first male Fitfluential ambassadors from way back in the day when Fitfluential first started. And he's just an overall good guy, okay, as a person. He's just a wonderful human being. He's always been such a great part of Fitfluential when we have hired him for, you know, campaign work, when we did campaigns with brands in the past. But also it's been amazing to watch him really grow and evolve his business. He is somebody who has been a fitness model. He has his own gym out in the Scottsdale, Phoenix area, and he has myriad online programs that allow him to train people all over the country. And what I like so much about Jeremy is his, well, several things. He has a true passion for helping people get fit, and he's not one of those people who is very fake optimistic. He keeps it real. He's not going to blow smoke up your ass about, oh, it's going to be easy. You're going to love this. I mean, he knows exactly all the excuses and the BS that people will bring as to why they haven't chosen to do this or that, and he keeps it real. You know, he's like, hey, I get up every morning at 4. Do I want to? Not always, but here's why I do it. He's just very down to earth and very real, but he's also very passionate about helping people get fit. On that as well, he is very passionate about helping people that are his customers not just lose fat and get in shape, but see the bigger picture. And all of his programs, this is what I love, focus not just on the body, but the mind and looking at your life from a different perspective and understanding that
If you have a job where you're making a ton of money, but you have no balance and a tremendous amount of stress, and you never see your partner or your kids, and you know you're trying to keep up with a mortgage you can't afford and 7 car payments, is that really a life? Like, maybe on the outside, that looks fantastic, but is that really the way that you want to live? He really is passionate, again, not only about transforming your body, but transforming the way you look at life so that life in and of itself can be a healthy one, figuratively and literally. So these are the things that I love about this guy. I love his attitude. I love that he's no BS. He is authentically himself. He's not trying to be like anybody else. He knows his stuff. He certainly knows how to get himself into fantastic shape for, you know, his work. This is his work. Fitness is his work. But he's also passionate about having balance. And he has this beautiful wife and this wonderful dog who, I swear to God, I tune into his Instagram account more just to see his dog. I probably shouldn't say that, but just as much as I do to see Jeremy. But you've got to find him. He's got his own podcast. We're going to have him on the show regularly. I, of course, encourage you to check out all of his online fitness programs and his books. He's got a book on going gluten-free. He really is just an amazingly intelligent individual, but a very caring person. And he's somebody you should be following on social media, not only for, he puts a religious amount of video tutorials, free information on his Instagram account, on his YouTube. And then he's got, of course, his paid programs that are excellent. But again, his stuff is just as much about the life outlook and improving the health of your life as opposed to just strictly getting your body in shape. He's a tremendous individual, and I'm proud to say he's a dear friend of mine and one of my favorite people. So please sit back, enjoy this second interview. We'll link to his first interview as well. We do talk about fat loss a lot on the show, keeping it real, and you'll hear some no BS, cut to the chase advice from Jeremy Scott, and I hope you enjoy. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Fitfluential Radio. Look who I have with me. One of my favorite people that I always like ridiculously rave about, but he is truly one of my favorite people, Jeremy Scott from Jeremy Scott Fitness. He's coming to us live from Phoenix, Scottsdale. What part of Arizona are you in?
Scottsdale. I'm actually in my office now, which is in North Scottsdale, Arizona. It's about 106.7 today, so it's a little warm, but I can't complain.
When I moved down to Texas, and everybody was saying to me, they're like, do you know how hot it gets in Texas? I'm like, kind of why I'm moving there. And yeah. When I went home for Christmas back to Chicago, it was -20 every day. My man friend came up to visit me, and he was like, why do people live here on purpose? Your mom is in Michigan, is that right?
Yeah, my mom's in Michigan. I was born like in like Minneapolis area, so Minnesota. So I'm familiar with it. It sucks. It's miserable.
Did you go home at Christmas by any chance for the holidays?
I actually never do. I only go home in July. Is the only time I go, just because it's too cold, man. I'm over it for sure.
I still remember the first time I met you in person in Boston. Do you remember?
Yeah,
and it was so freezing. Anyway, I digress. You guys, I asked Jeremy to come back on because in this phase of Fitfluential, we're really going to be focusing on recommending some of the best, in my view, are some of the best people in the industry to help you with fat loss, with getting in great shape. And without question, Jeremy Scott is, in my opinion, the best in the industry, one of the best in the industry. He knows his shit. He has gotten legions of people in ridiculous shape, both men and women. Obviously, he knows what he's doing. He's walking the walk. You can take one look at him. He's a fitness model as well. He has books, ebooks, all different kinds of programs out. But I thought what we'd do today, we will link up to his other interview in the show notes. But today, I'm not going to have you tell, you know, how you got into the fitness industry. We did that in the first show. I just want to start talking about fitness BS that is still permeating the fitness environment, because it is a little ridiculous that people are still writing into us thinking they have to go on the bro diet, or thinking there's a lot of trainers that are out there still thinking that you have to be eating 6 meals a day, you have to be eating every 2 hours, it's got to be precise, you have to be having egg whites and oatmeal. What is, coming from your perspective, Jeremy, with all the people that come to you and they're sharing when they're signing up with you as a client, at your gym or for your online programs, they're telling you like what they've been doing. What is the biggest myth that you see people falling into as far as what they're doing wrong to lose fat and lose weight?
I mean, our stuff is probably like most of you guys out there, or maybe it's a little bit different. Scottsdale is a different ecosystem. The internet lets us see people from all over the world. The trends are a little different each place, because at least here with people in person, they have access to everything here. So we have access to every restaurant. You know, there's, you know, 10 Whole Foods around. There's all places to go. They can make healthy choices. Probably the biggest thing for these guys is they don't understand that like weight loss and fat loss are two different things, and they get them confused. But most of the time they are not understanding like macros. They don't have at least the proper ranges for what they want to do. They just assume if I'm eating, you know, real food, which is the base of everything, and I think it's the key, you can eat the wrong amount of real food. Or they'll focus on the calorie number as opposed to the macro number. And what I mean is, if you guys think of your food almost like you invest your money. So if you give your guy at, you know, Schwab or Jones, $2,000 in your portfolio, he can either put $2,000 into just Facebook, or he can diversify it so it matches up. So meaning if the market crashes, your money doesn't go to shit and vice versa. It's the same thing when you think about like the food you eat. It's not just the 2,000 calories you eat per day. You can eat 2,000 calories of Sour Patch Kids, or eat 2,000 like real food of proteins, vegetables that make, you know, kind of, I guess, fit your goals. And you might weigh the same, but you can look like two totally different people. And a lot of times have no idea, you know, what really macros are. They don't track their food. They never have. And so they have no idea what's truly coming in. So what I tell people is, if you have no idea what's coming in, just like your bank account or your retirement account, for example, if you can't see it, how do you know if you're on goal to retire or not? How do you know if you're getting closer to your goal? I guess, how can you manipulate your body and the food you're eating if you have no idea what the breakdown is of your 2,000 calories or whatever you're eating per day?
That's such a, okay, everything you said, it took me a while, but even most recently I was describing this to my man friend, because I finally hired a dietitian for me who is helping me so much, because the truth is, I'm embarrassed to say it, but it's true. I mean, it's a little embarrassing for me to say it because I'm around fitness people all the time. I have access to people like you, and yet I was falling into the ridiculous mindset of, I'm not losing this fat fast enough, so let me work out more and not pay attention to my diet. And what was happening is I was overtraining and undereating, not intentionally undereating. I thought I was eating a lot more, but back to what you just said, I wasn't tracking my stuff, whether it's my fitness pal or in a journal. And so here I thought, well, you know, I don't get it. I'm eating organic chicken. I have organic steak. I'm doing intermittent fasting. What's wrong? The reality is, when I did start tracking, I realized I was probably about 800 or 900 calories a day sometimes, and training, I'd added an extra 20-minute HIIT session every day. I was doing 2 24-hour fasts a week. I mean, I just kept adding, and I had no idea why my body was like, hells no, we're not going to release any fat. So the first thing that I started that really helped me understand macros and balancing them is just what you said. I was explaining to my man friend, I'm like, if I have 1,700 calories a day, it's like having $1,700. What am I going to spend that on? I can go out to breakfast and spend it on a dozen donuts, and then I'm done. Or I can stretch it out throughout the day and be wiser and smarter. And the other thing I want to say, because so many women will get hung up on the scale, and I'm curious, I do want to come back to that. When I first lost a tremendous amount of fat last year, I was working with my doctor, Dr. Sebring, here in Austin, and he's fixing my hormones. I'm going through bioidenticals. I lost 4 inches on my waist. I lost 3 inches on my hips, all these inches everywhere. The weight on the scale, ladies, was 2 pounds. I mean, I had an extraordinary mini transformation, and yet no change on the scale. I had to get over that. Do you think, when you're working with your clients, do you coach them to focus on more other ways of measuring success, like measuring or your sizes versus weight? Or do you think it's reasonable to have people weigh themselves? Totally have no idea what you're going to say here.
I mean, we have a podcast on this. It's like, I think I did it like 25 minutes. I went on a rant kind of and broke it down. It's a module in all of our coaching programs too. We talk about the scale and the power that we give it. I mean, if you're 400 pounds, yeah, the weight loss matters at some point. But we think of what we do this in fitness too. And we do this in all areas of life, in your career, in your relationships, all this shit. We underestimate, you know, like what we can do in a year, and we overestimate what we can do in 30 days. So in 30 days, I think we should be able to move the fucking world. But in a year, we don't understand how much we can truly do. So for you guys, if it's just like a weight loss number, if you're losing a pound a week for 52 weeks, that's a shit ton of weight. But that's if you're like a person, if you're like 400 pounds, even if you did 2 pounds a week, that's 100 pounds in a year. That's typically the fastest we see people here who come in who have lost 100 pounds with us, because there's quite a few of them. And that's something different for them. The average person, if you're 146 or you're 152, what difference does it make on the scale if you fluctuate 4 or 5 pounds either way? You don't look any different. We tell people actually don't weigh yourself. If you have to, maybe once a week just to see where it's at. But to me, that number doesn't matter. Like, I don't walk around and says I weigh 226 on my forehead. Nobody gives a shit. I'm in shape and I look a certain way and I feel a certain way. But what the scale does, it is a measure, but it's a shitty metric at that. There's 15 other things I would do before that, because what you do is we've been like brain fucked to like think it matters so much. We need to weigh this or be this dress size. And they step on the scale and they feel good. They've worked out hard. They've ate right. They're sleeping well. They're changing their habits. They have more self-confidence. They're crushing it. They get on the scale, and because they weigh 138, but they want the scale 132, now their day's fucking ruined and they're pissed off and they're discouraged and they hate themselves and they want to give up. You look the exact same either way. There was no difference and you felt great before, but you gave all your power away to this number in this machine and now it's ruined your day. I give the same equation when people compete, like in bodybuilding or physique or whatever they do. You look the same either way, whether you place first or you place 10th. You look the fucking same. It doesn't matter. You're giving the power to a judge or to a scorecard. The scale is the exact same thing. It's a measure, but it's just a measure of you. And you guys have to understand, your weight can fluctuate on so many numbers. A, if you went to the bathroom, how many times, how much glycogen you have, so how much water is in your system and food. And if they drained your whole body of everything, the mass of you is probably, I mean, literally your body on it. Women are probably about just over almost 60% fluid. So basically 40% of your body weight is your body weight. The other 60% is just water in your organs, your skin, and your tissue and everything else. So to me, it's a terrible metric, and we tell our people to avoid it if they can. If they have extreme weight to lose, for sure we track it, but more often than not, if your body fat is going down, which is just another number, how you feel in your clothes, how you look, how you're moving, those are the big things we try to measure.
What you just said, let me be real. I've absolutely done that myself. Whether it's weighing myself or trying on, I can be feeling really great and making progress and improving my strength and lifting more at the gym and feeling awesome. And then I go try on one pair of pants or one outfit in my closet, ladies. And how many of you do this? It doesn't fit you the way. And so you're like, oh my God, I suck. This is awful. And then immediately, like literally, it's your lens has changed the way you look at yourself, because then I'm looking in the mirror going, oh wait, look how fat my arms look. Look at that. And then I'm looking all over and looking for everything wrong with myself. And it totally, like you said, it can, stepping on the scale, all of a sudden, everything, the way you see yourself changes. It's the lens. And if more of us can talk about how, let's be honest, how fucked up our mindset can get, the more that we can course correct. So that's brilliant. And for everybody that's listening, we're going to link up to this in the show. Jeremy, what's the name of your podcast? Is it just Jeremy Scott Fitness?
Yeah, Google Play, iTunes. I think it's everywhere except Spotify right now, and I'm sure it'll be on Spotify in like a week or two. But every platform you can find it.
He didn't ask me to say this, but I'm going to tell everybody. Jeremy, he's got so much more than fitness insights to share with you. I'm sure you're picking up on this. He's a no bullshit, no holds barred type of person. He really gets it, but he's also really passionate about helping people not only improve their fitness. That's what I like too, is that all of the people that you work with, all the clients that you represent, you're helping them in their life. You're not just focused one dimensional on what their weight is or what their fat loss is. You want to help them lead a better life. And that's how you lead your life as well. Do you think too many people, because I've found, I'm starting to realize that how I live my life, how much work stress, how much I'm working, how much I run myself into the ground, all of that has an impact on your fat loss, on your goals in the gym. And I've had to learn that the hard way. Like if I'm running myself into the ground, not getting enough sleep, completely burning out my adrenals and really not realizing that I'm doing that, it has an effect on everything else I'm doing. Do you have to go over that a lot with your clients? Is that something that many of them are not realizing, that it's not, you can't compartmentalize your life and your fitness?
Yeah. I mean, most of them, we work with typically the average coach to athlete. So usually for them, it's not like over exercising, but they do over stress, and all stress is the same, whether it's physical stress you put on your body, if it's mental stress from your job, from your your wife, from traffic, from everything. It all adds up. The pathways are the exact same in your brain. So for these guys, we tell them like to have some form of like escapism or have some plan for rest. I don't think most people plan like their rest and their recovery and just chilling the fuck out enough. And they do is they take on stress of everything. So they have three kids, you know, they live in a super expensive house that maybe they can barely afford and their car is too much. They're, you know, they're typically the higher end earners we see are the most successful. So the people who are the most quote unquote successful, who have to maintain a lifestyle of, you know, making just 20 grand a month just to stay afloat. They're the most stressed people that we work with. They're on their phone. In a 30-minute session, they're on their phone four times. You know, that's that person. And so when your body is like that, when your hormones are shit, not that you can't make progress, but it's like ice skating uphill. It's really, really hard to do, and the results will never be to their full potential, especially if you guys can't decompress, if your cortisol is super fucking jacked, if you don't get enough quality sleep, like restorative sleep, your hormones can't release, your body can't repair, heal itself, and grow. So yeah, we tell them to, and that's why we make our stuff like minimal amount of effort. So they only come here the days that they need to come here. And on the other days they're not with us, they don't have to crush it, you know, push sleds and deadlift 800 pounds, but they have to do something, whether that's play, you know, playing basketball, tennis, riding a bike, walking their dog, some form of activity that's doesn't crush their CNS, so their central nervous system, their endocrine system isn't fucked. So yeah, it makes a huge difference how much you guys stress and chill out. You'll never be as lean as you want to be. If your life is full of stress, it's just the reality.
I am literally like the poster child for, hopefully I'll be leading the way and you guys can watch me improve, because for 7 years, the reality is since I founded this company, I have worked myself into the ground and it has continually taken a bad toll on my health. And the number one thing that I'm seeing it now, the number one thing my dietitian's working with me on is getting over, like having methods to stress less, to chill out more, to have more balance. And I'm really starting to see like how I've always been jacked up, how I've always been working out and thinking, number one, all my workouts had to be 2 hours, how I had to be taking my phone with me. Like you said, I would be on the treadmill for an hour after an hour long weight training session. And I'd be trying to email work and handle work and talk on the phone with people. And I wondered why. I mean, honestly, my cortisol just got worse and worse and worse. And now I'm unraveling it. So people, if you're listening, take it from me. It's absolutely true. The less you are focused on balance and stressing less in your life, it's going to have the worst effect on, it can make everything you're doing with a trainer, I don't want to say irrelevant, but almost irrelevant. You've got to focus on that. Let's get back to what we talked about in the beginning, Jeremy, because so many people are confused about this, and we've done a couple polls in Fitfluential. People hear the word macros, and there's still a lot of people that have no idea. And the number one question we're getting is, I have no idea what I should be eating or how I figure out my macros. Do you have any, I mean, obviously, I think the ideal program, the ideal next step is to get into a program, get in with a trainer, get in with somebody who can guide you, because guessing and trying to go online and having Google tell you what to eat, you'll be there for 18 hours a day researching. And frankly, I think you'll find 17 conflicting different opinions. What is it that you think somebody who has absolutely no idea, your typical corporate sloth who's working, he's out entertaining with clients, he's traveling all the time, he's just been told by his doctor he has to lose 50 pounds, he's going to the gym and trying to get on the treadmill for 45 minutes while he's doing work, and he's, you know, not eating half the day. How do you get somebody like that started? Do you have any recommendations for how people get started and explaining macros simply?
Yeah, I mean, if they truly want to do it, obviously I would tell anybody to get a coach and be part of it. Even the best athletes in the world, if they don't have a goal, accountability, and a coach, they become fat, lazy, and they don't do shit. Now, these are the best athletes on the planet once they retire or they're out of sports. Now, if that happens to them, the average person really has no chance. So I would say get with someone who's educated enough, not just for the fact of it'll hold you accountable, but they're going to coach you on your lifestyle. So they'll do like what your goals are and what's based off what you can do and what you want to do in terms of fitness and training. Like, we have a podcast on macros and we have like a full blog and a YouTube video, and it's great. Cool. When our people come in, we give them we have them basically track their food for a handful of days just so we can see what they're doing has created the mold that they're in. Otherwise, if I give them a suggestion right off the bat, I might be so far left and they're so far right, they want to, you know, punch themselves in the face because it's too hard to meet in the middle. Yeah. So we off where they're currently at. And then we coach it kind of like on a weekly basis. Okay, here's what you can do. Here's what you can't do. If you want to drink booze, if you don't, here's how many days you can work out. And then we adjust them based on honestly how they feel at first. And there is an adjustment period to it, but it's just educating them on, okay, typically if I generalize, women will come in, the protein's too low, the fat's over the boards, and the carbs are usually out of control just because it's in everything that we eat. So we adjust them based on their level. But for most people, they need to track it at least to start at first so they have a baseline of where they're at, and then get with somebody who can at least give you some advice and, you know, check in on you, because it's one of the hardest things you'll ever do. Because eating right is a decision you have to win every single day, 2 to 3 to 4 times a day, every day for the rest of your life. It just is. It's easier to make $1 million than it is to be really fit for, you know, 10 years in a row. It just is. Like, you can have one great idea, you can invest in some shit, you can work really hard, you can make $1 million. It's not that fucking hard. To be fit is something you can't just like invest in. It doesn't grow on its own. The minute you stop eating right and doing the right shit, it literally goes away 10 times faster than it came on. So it's a lifestyle. It can't be a program is this, I follow this, and then what? It's like it's a forever thing. And that's always going to change and evolve, because what you did at 36 probably won't work at 46. You always have to kind of know your body and be learning. And usually that starts with at least a coach educating you, and then, you know, having some body awareness too.
I think it's also the accountability factor. I mean, I just want to reinforce what Jeremy said there, because I've learned it myself. And as somebody who founded a fitness company, I'm surrounded by cool, amazing people like Jeremy all the time. But it wasn't until I actually got a trainer in person that I could work with and or was on a specific program guided by a trainer that I saw the difference. I used to be one of those people who's like, well, yeah, trainer's great, but I don't have time for it. And I can just do it myself. And I'll watch these YouTube videos. And okay, here's the deal. If you're winging it and you're just picking and choosing the things that you like online, you'll be all over the place. Take it from me. Everybody just look at me. I've made all of these mistakes and I've learned the hard way. When I started training with the trainer here in Austin regularly and listening to one person, I made more progress. I increased my deadlifts. I couldn't believe when he told me I was deadlifting squatting my body weight. I'm like, damn, freaking awesome. Do you think I could have done that by myself? Hell no. So if you are watching this or listening to this and you underestimate why you should be investing in a trainer and or a program for someone to guide you and to know you're on one path instead of listening to 200 people online, I cannot recommend it enough. Obviously, that's why I'm having Jeremy on the show. He's one of the best in the industry. He knows his stuff. I love how you described macros. And that for me is a big thing I'm learning. There's a lot of flexibility once you start tracking your food. So if you're listening to this and going, well, shit, I don't want to have to track everything. If you want to be able to fit in that wine, if you want to be able to fit in the cheeseburger, you want to be able to fit in whatever, you can, but you've got to be aware of what you're eating. Jeremy, one of the other good things, because you're talking about how this is a lifelong thing and you've got to be able to make those decisions. And I think ultimately we all know that eating pizza every day is not ideal and the chicken is a better choice, or chicken with salad. Everybody conceptually knows that. But ultimately, they're not doing it. And you talk a lot. You have so much amazing content on mindset and getting your mind in the right place. Because I know probably the number one question you get, as do we at FitFluential, how do I get motivated? How do I stay motivated? And I'm guessing, I'm just going to lay that out for you and have you answer, because I'm sure that you have a fantastic answer for it.
Yeah, I mean, these guys, I tell them, that's probably one of the biggest questions we get, if not the biggest, or like, how can they stay on track? How can they keep doing it? I don't see there's any other option, really. I really don't. I understand it. Like, I'm not dumb enough to understand how it's hard for people, but it's your only fucking option is to do this. Like, there is nothing else. Like, the other alternative is be fat and sick and gross and have a shittier quality of life. And people will say, like, well, you know, you don't enjoy yourself. I'm like, I enjoy myself every single day. It's not like I can't cookies and do whatever. I understand what I can have, but I understand if the juice is worth the squeeze for certain things. I understand what I can get away with and what I can't. For these guys, you have to think, it has to matter to you on a level that's not tied to just the vanity part and what you look like. Because for most people out there, they don't have the same external obligations that I do. And my example would be is like men's health. When I show up, I can't look like a bag of shit because they're not they're not going to work with me. That's not the product that I sold them. I want a certain image, and that's what sells product. That's what pushes the brand, and it's part of my lifestyle, what I do. So I have to look a certain way. So there is an external motivator for me, which is probably, it's layered in financially, legacy-wise, so it cuts a lot deeper for me than other people. You guys don't have that. So changing your entire lifestyle and what you do the other, you know, 23 hours a day just because of how you look in a swimsuit is never going to be enough. It just won't. On the days that you feel good, it's fine. It's too fucking hard to give up all the social stuff on top. So you have to do it from an internal standpoint. I tell people, I'm like, you have to want to be healthy. You have to want to have a better quality of life. And you have to understand it's not, you're not giving up stuff. I don't look at it as like all the stuff you can't have. Look at all the stuff you can have in the context of what you can. And you can still enjoy stuff. I'm like, you just have to pick and choose your spots. But there really is no other option. This is every cell of our being. We are what we consume on every level. So how your hair, your skin, your nails grow, how you feel. And what I think for most people, if they understood, if they could gut through the first 3 days of like, you know, and I say this, most adults have never ate proteins and vegetables solely for 3 days in a row in their entire fucking life, which is crazy to me. If you could just see it through for a week or maybe even 2 weeks, like somehow give up the shit that's holding you back, you'd understand how good you really feel, because most adults don't even know what feeling healthy is. Mm-hmm. They'll say, how do you wake up so early? How do you train so hard? How do you do this? Not that I don't get tired, not that I don't get sore, not that it isn't tough at times, but I have so much energy because of how I eat and how I train and how I sleep and I take care of myself. And you'd be such a better, more productive person, but you have to get to a point of where you're just fed up with feeling like shit. And sometimes that takes understanding what feeling good even is to keep motivated. Because to me, there is no other alternative. And that's what we drill down on people. And you have to do it forever. And it's the toughest part. You have to sell yourself on a goal and a reason. And it can't just be, I'm going to look good in my swimsuit. Because then you'll get there and think, well, then what? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's always something else moving forward.
I can relate to what you said there, because to be real, I think that my motivation for too long has been strictly that. How can I look compared to somebody on Instagram? And I just pick myself apart for this and that and the other, as opposed to what I have started to notice is how awesome it feels to go on a two-hour hike with my man. And whoever thought I would say I liked hiking? I love hiking. And to be able to go on that two-hour hike, both of us, and climb some of these highest mountains and do it with ease and feel good about that. So those are the things that are just as important to me. But the mindset is key. And so many people think, I love what you said about give yourself 3 days, because I agree. So many people will go, oh my God, fasting. I could never fast. Bullshit, you can. And you probably have fasted without even realizing it, because how many people go through the day and they're like, oh my God, I forgot to eat lunch and now I'm rushing to a meeting, and then they don't eat until 8 o'clock. Guess what? You've been fasting all day. You just didn't plan it. And then they'll go, oh my God, I could never do that. I could never go to the gym. Why don't you try it? Try it for 3 days. I mean, like, what do you have to lose? And what's the excuse not to try it? You would really be surprised. I think people vastly underestimate what they're capable of. If you've been stuck where you are forever, I've been starting to apply the George Costanza motto, do the opposite. I've had to say to myself, and I've referenced this in this interview, everything I've been doing, overtraining, undereating, not listening to one person, how's that worked out for me? It hasn't worked out for me. So I'm doing the opposite, and I'm doing just that. Jeremy, I cannot thank you enough, because I know we're at our time, for being back on the show. I want to have you back on the show. For everybody listening, we are going to link up to his podcast, because I didn't even realize, I'm a little embarrassed that you had a podcast until just recently. He's one of the people that every single one of you should be listening to all the time. He is amazing. He walks the walk. You can learn so much from him. I cannot recommend his products, his programs. He's got a billion eBooks. He's got a billion free resources too. We're going to link up to that as well. Jeremy, we're coming up to the holiday weekend, and obviously the show is going to air probably after the July 4th, but think about people that are going into things like Labor Day weekend, July 4th weekend, all of the temptations that they face. What would you be, maybe this is stupid, what, you know, everybody asks a podcast guest, what are your top 3 tips for our audience? But what's like one simple change to get somebody, you know, you said, try eating better for 3 days. What's like one thing you could tell universally to anybody? Like, is it start drinking more water? What would be something that you could say, like, challenge yourself to do this for 3 days, and that can make a huge difference? Is it vegetables? Is it water? Is it trying to fast? What would you recommend as like a first step?
I mean, if people have never tracked food, that's probably the biggest. Because if you have no idea what you're eating, it's tough to really manipulate and change anything. Or the other thing for people, if you're not like a diehard fitness person, just find stuff you like to do. I mean, it's the same thing with food. Like, you find the people who are successful in life, you guys, in every arena, whether it be fitness or business, music, you name it, they're doing shit that they love every single day. And that's what it comes down to, is that you have to enjoy some of the training. Now, some of it's going to suck. Like, you don't like doing burpees or pushing sleds. I get it. But there is play. There is escapism in that. Same thing with the food you eat. The food you eat doesn't have to suck. You can get creative with it. But just finding things that you like to eat, how you like to train, like enjoying the process, because that's the game. If we're only doing this to look good in a swimsuit, if we're only doing this to get on the cover of a magazine, if we're only doing this to impress some people on fucking social media, but we hate the stuff in the middle, we're losing. Because the game is all the shit in the middle, you guys. Like, that's what it really is. It's not the end goal is almost deflating. So, like, you're going to get to 10% body fat, or you're going to fit into a size 4, whatever it may be. Once you get there, well, then what? If you hated all the steps along the way, it's worthless. So what I tell you guys is just to find stuff you enjoy doing and integrate that into your lifestyle and make that the healthy way you guys move and eat and train and the way you live. Because if you don't, what the hell is this all about anyway? It can't just be about the end goal. We have to at least enjoy the phases to get there.
And I love how you answered that. I actually didn't ask that question to stump you or to see if you would answer it the way I expected. But I think it's important for everybody watching and listening to think about this, in that Jeremy didn't come back and go, well, actually, everybody really needs to be cutting out soda. Everybody needs to cut out artificial sweeteners. I think there's been a lot of BS in the media, fitness media, if you will, about rules and it, you know, it's got to be gluten-free. It's got to be paleo. It's got to be this. There's all of these rules out there and people get caught up on the rules. And what Jeremy has illustrated, what so many of our guests recently on the show have illustrated, is it really is about finding something that works for you, finding a way that you can be active and love it, finding foods and how to tweak your macros so that you can eat what you love. This isn't about one way to get fit. It's about making it a lifestyle so that not only you look better, but you feel better and you're living your life and you're getting happiness from it. It's not one key thing. And he's not hawking a protein supplement. He's not hawking a specific, it's my way or the highway, and every other trainer's an idiot. This guy knows his stuff. Jeremy, you've got registration coming up for one of your 47-day transformation programs. That's right. It's starting in August. We're going to link up in the show. For people that are listening, give them like a quick blurb what this program is about, because I know you've been doing it and had tons of amazing transformation stories.
Yeah, it's like it's our flagship online program. Essentially, it's what we do with our people here in person. We were just able to do it now digitally with you guys. We coach you through all the four pillars of fitness, so really fast. We don't do fitness as just we're going to eat right and move around. It's everything. It's how you think about it. So we do it from like a physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional, kind of the four pillars of how we tie it into it. And to me, it's not all fitness. It's all fitness and it's all not fitness. That's kind of the phrase that we use with you guys. So we built the fitness stuff is delivered to you guys. The videos, you click them, watch them. We rip you through them. I coach through them. Usually one of our clients is running them. So you can do them anywhere, anytime, whether you're at home, in a hotel room, it's fine. We actually coach you through the program. So we house you guys in a private group where you can ask questions all day long. I don't let one day go by, in 3.5 years of doing this particular program, there's not one question that has not been answered. If for some reason I don't know it, I am friends with the smartest people in fitness, so I reach out to them and you guys get that answer. I also have a couple of my fitness friends inside of this group, which is great. We coach you guys in the eating. So we get your macro set, we lay them out for you, we have a nutrition coach walk you through every week, kind of check in on you, see where you're at, so there's an accountability level to it. And then the biggest part of it is probably digging into like literally the mindset part of fitness and just your life. So any personal development stuff you guys have done before, if you want to think things of like, you know, conquering the divide worksheets or like success wheels, we integrate all of those things in our own way to you guys. And then I hop on every single day, I answer every question, and we give you guys a live video on top of that. But every morning when you wake up, it comes to you all delivered. Here's your video. Here's what's going on. Here's what you have to do. So it's laid out for you crystal clear. And again, if you don't understand anything, we coach you through the actual thing. And that's the only thing we found to work. And I think we have, like, probably at this point, about 1,000 graduates. So if you're going on YouTube, you can listen to their stories and hear them talk. It's the only thing that works because we actually coach you and holds you accountable. We used to sell standalone products alone, and this is me keeping it real. We make a shit ton of money doing it. Super cool. Like, I can buy really cool stuff. But I don't really know if it helped anybody. Does that make sense to you guys? Because mm-hmm. Only know it helps you if we can talk to you, communicate with you, and actually walk you through it step by step. And then we have a grand prize. So, like, if you get the ultimate transformation, which isn't just, you know, based on body fat and how you look. It's a cumulative thing, that how we kind of score it. We give you guys a free trip to Orlando, Florida. We have a vacation home there. We fly you there. You can stay there for a week. It's yours. Super chill. We'll give you a bunch of our swag and a bunch of other cool shit. So there's an incentive outside of that, but if nothing else, I think you guys, if you've never been through like a legit fitness program and like had a really dig into the personal questions of your life and what you're doing with your time and your effort and your money and how you're spending it and what you're doing, I think it's a program, you know, you're going to learn a lot about yourself outside of just how to eat and how to train.
I just wish I was there to hug you, because I think the world of you and you guys, I've hung out with Jeremy in person in cold climates out in Arizona. He has made such an impact on me. He was one of our first Fitfluential ambassadors. So he's worked with us in that capacity. I told you, Jeremy, that when I have visited with you and your wife and we had that one dinner, you have made such a philosophical, spiritual, professional impact on my life because of the way you live your life. And everything he just said, when he tells you that he's guiding his clients and the people that he works with in those areas, he absolutely is. And he walks that walk. I remember having a specific conversation with you about work and balance. And you, I'm paraphrasing, but you said, Kelly, I've figured out I could make a lot more money, but I want to have a life. I want to be able to travel with my wife. I want to be able to enjoy time with my family. And you made a conscious decision on where you wanted to be instead of worrying about impressing other people. And some of the advice that you put out and some of the sayings and the mantras, you walk the walk. You inspire me all the time. I think the world of you. I think the world of your programs. I think you're just one, like I said, one of the best in the industry. And it's been amazing to watch you, your story just build and your experience climb and your reputation climb and everything you're doing. So I'm thrilled to have you on the show. For everybody listening, in general, I just want to say this again. I cannot recommend Jeremy's products enough. In particular, when we're talking about this 47-day transformation, he only lets 100 people in. So when we put the link out, if you're even thinking about this, you need to nab that spot and get all over it. Obviously, he can answer any of your questions for you on that. We'll link up to his contact information. Where can they find you on Instagram and so on online?
Everything is pretty much at Jeremy Scott Fitness. So Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all the normal stuff. YouTube.
Does anyone use Twitter anymore?
I never really liked Twitter, but apparently, like, we'll get like Men's Health will retweet our stuff a lot. Yeah. So,
it's just so weird. It was like it was such a big deal for a while, and I love Twitter because that was a big part of me connecting with people in the social media space. But now I'm like, What do we do there? How do we? But anyway, it's all good. So we'll link up to that for everybody. We'll link up to Jeremy's 47-day transformation. And again, I just want to close this show saying I cannot recommend strongly enough, first of all, Jeremy and all of his programs. But in general, get a trainer. Get someone to guide you. Invest in yourself. Stop winging it. Be real with yourself and invest in yourself because it will pay off dividends across the board. Jeremy, thank you so much for taking time to do this with us today. I will follow up with you soon. And for everybody else, thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next time on Fitfluential Radio.
Thanks everybody for tuning in to this interview with Jeremy Scott. If you enjoyed this show and if you enjoyed Jeremy and his expertise, I'm sure you did. I encourage you to connect with him directly. Stalk him on Instagram. He puts out some fantastic content, a lot of free content that you can gobble up. And then of course, I strongly urge you to check out his eBooks, his online training programs. And if you are in the Scottsdale area, definitely want to head on over to his gym. He's training people there from ungodly early hours in the morning until the evening. But we will have him back on the show if you have questions you'd like us to ask him. Of course, as well, I should point out, Jeremy's got his own badass podcast, and he puts out a ton of content there. So make sure you subscribe. I will be sure to link that up in the show notes as well. Thanks so much, everybody, for tuning in. If you have questions on this show, on future shows, on advertising opportunities for 2020, if you would like to nominate yourself or somebody that you represent that we interview on this show, you can email me, kelly@kellyalexa.com. You can also simply fill out the contact me form on kellyalexa.com, and that will get to us as well. And if you haven't done so yet, you know I'm going to ask it. Please head on over to iTunes and leave this show a review if you are enjoying what we're putting out. Those reviews help our show get seen and heard by more people who can definitely benefit from this free information. So thanks everybody for tuning in. We'll see you next time on The Kelly O Show.